Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. I am your host, Elohim Christ. We're coming from the Toronto Church of Christ in the Law. This is a brand new broadcast. We're trying to improve and uplift the lives of the people that we live with, our family and loved ones. And we have some very important questions. We have a very important topic to talk to today. But right now, we would like to just open the show with one of the songs from my CD that's out on the market right now. Jesus is coming, and we want you to just listen for a minute, and then we will start our service with What's the True Meaning of Christ and Allah? Well, we've been having a technical difficulty already. The song is not playing, so what we're going to do, we're going to just get right into the topic. I just put this music online. We'll see what happens a little later. Oh, there it is. Okay, what else?
Your troubles away. Oh, 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 oh. He won't forsake you for a day.
Step up and make sure that you're there with the sisters, because raising children is a pretty tough job, as most of us know, and they, you know, we don't want them doing it alone, okay? Now, our mission statement for the Church of Christ and Law, we as American citizens have watched our government for years do the best it can with poverty. We in a group known as Toronto Church realize that America, the American government is not just one person making decisions for the rest of us. This country belongs to every one of its citizens. And that makes it the citizens' responsibility as well as the leaders of this great nation to step up in times of trouble to lend a hand. It is for this reason that we have come together to help the government fight the homeless and poverty problem in the United States of America. We believe that if we, the American people, come together along with the leaders of government, we can solve this problem. It was written that the rich people, you only have with you a short time, but the poor you have with you always. To be rich, you have to be making $1 million a year. Anything from minimum wage to $1 million, you're poor, and I will be able to get by without living on the street. But when poverty strikes and you find yourself without a job, eating out of trash cans with nowhere to go, it has a tendency to destroy the best of us. So let's put the strength of character back in the heart of the poverty stricken and get them off the street. Put aside $5 to $10 a week so that you won't have to pay the homeless person without buying them a sandwich or giving them some change or a dollar. Let them know the help is on the way, that we the people are going to fix the problem soon. Thank you, Toronto Christine Source. We would like to thank our leaders and teachers, Yashua Ben Padera, whom you call Jesus the Christ, whom you call Jesus Christ. But we know, well, this takes us right into the topic, because we know that Christ is not a last name. Christ is a title. Jesus' name, his proper name, was Yashua Ben Padera. He's a very powerful young man. He's out of Egypt. You can research Yashua Ben Padera and find a true history of Jesus the Christ. If you search Jesus Christ, you won't go back no further than Constantine, because there is no one whose last name is Christ. Christ is a title. It's for those who have been crystallized into oneness with source energy, okay? It's a state of mind, a state of character that you develop to. And the best example of that state of mind and character is Jesus the Christ. So, like he says in the scriptures, he that eateth of me will become a son indeed, and greater works than I do, you will do. Okay, this is why we want to speak on, for the first hour, the true teachings of Christ and Allah. We have been misled, misunderstood, and this is why they have a church on every corner, and people are going to hell in a handbasket. Okay? People are not doing as good as they should be doing because they're not getting the true message out of the Bible. We teach a lot from the Bible. We also teach from the Tyrannical Scriptures, okay? That's a new book that has been introduced to the population, one that has been given to our Elohim Christ. And he's been told that it's time to begin bringing the Scriptures to light and begin teaching the people how to understand the Bible and the Quran, because both of those books were given to you by some pretty powerful brothers who wanted to do some things to help all of humanity. Now, just mention for a minute about the term Allah. It means all, everything in the universe at the same time is Allah. There's no Allahi, or you could say Allahi or Allah-She, because everything in the universe, both for masculine and feminine gender, all that belongs to Allah. All of it is for all. This is what we want to get people to understand now, because they have hijacked the teachings and turned the teachings into some type of male chauvinistic monstrosity. They've been persecuting the females, and we know that our females are very powerful and they deserve equality around the board. That's why it says in Revelation in the last day, which we are in the last days, no male, no Greek, no bond, no female, all will be one in Christ, okay? Once we get the understanding that Christ is one who is crystallized into oneness with source energy, that takes us back to what we call the starting point. because you know that which we are made of has no beginning, and it will never end, okay? So we can't go back to a beginning. We can go back to a starting point when energy first went into motion. That's what we call the uncaused cause. Something caused everything to exist, and nothing caused it to exist. That's as far back as we can go with the mindset and the thought capacity that we have right now, okay? Well, we're going to start this journey at that particular point. At one time, there was nothing in this universe but source energy. So everything is made up out of that energy. You're made up out of energy. And in the scriptures, it tells you, it made he male and female. The translators do their creation in there. You weren't created. You are the universe expanding itself. That's who you are. That's why you have, whatever you did yesterday, whatever you did 20 years ago, you'll be able to do more tomorrow and more in the future because you are unlimited. There is no limit to you and what you can do because of who you are. You are the universe in an expansion mode. What is our job here? You think it's a coincidence that we're fighting so hard to get back up into space? Our job is to maintain the universe because we made all that stuff out there. Oh, it's hard to believe. Yes, it is hard to believe. Based on the teachings that they have been giving you, you have been fighting, killing, murdering, robbing, stealing from each other for the last 2,000 years. Okay? Yahshua ben Pandera, whom you call Jesus the Christ, came on the scene with a powerful message, let you know what's going on, what you're supposed to do. 1,400 years later, Prophet Muhammad came on the scene with another powerful message telling you that we all should be one. Tell them, let's pray together, no big guys, no little yous. Let's do this thing together. Their message has been shanghaied by the wicked. What is wicked? A wicked is a person that would do things that don't benefit the whole. That's evil. That's wicked. They will kill. They will murder. They will lie. They will cheat. They will do whatever they have to maintain this great dominance of power that they have. I'm basically talking about the 1%. And the 1% come in all colors. People get mad. What do you mean by the 1%? You know who they are. You can tell who they are. Last Second World War, 50 million people died. First World War, 20 million people. During the Middle Passage, 300 million people were murdered, killed, so that they can maintain dominance of the planet. Why is all this taking place? We've gotten away from our original culture. Our original culture is pretty much yourself. What does that mean? Everything that we do, because we are extensions of Source, okay, because we are the universe in an expansion mode, everything that was given to us is connected to the entire cosmos. The term reap what you sow is connected to the entire cosmos. That's why when the wicked first started killing and murdering everybody, the planet was pristine. It was a beautiful planet. So many species lived here and everything, but we're killing them off because we're not dealing with the culture of reap what you sow. If you put an object in motion at a certain rate of speed, it will not go out of the sun's gravity, but it will get caught in the earth and the sun's gravity and form and go around the sun in orbit. That's reaping what you sow, because you're sown a certain object at a certain speed to produce that effect. If you throw a ball against the wall, that's how hard you throw the ball, it's going to come back. That's reaping what you sow. When the Bible was set up, okay, we talk about the Ten Commandments. All that's based on our culture of reap what you sow. Thou shalt not kill. Why should you kill? You don't want anybody to kill you, so you can't kill nobody else. Why should you not steal? You don't want anybody to steal from you, so don't steal from nobody else. Say, love the Lord thy God with all your heart. Well, the scriptures say that men and women are God. We can't call Source God. That's too much power to put in that term. Men and women are God, okay? We're supposed to love each other with all my heart. That's how this whole thing's supposed to go. When you see another person, you're supposed to know that you're looking at an extension of source, that you're looking at God, and you're supposed to love that person. Oh, but now, what is love? Oh, boy, that's a big one, because they have us thinking that love, you meet somebody at first sight, and then you stalk them and drive them crazy because you want them and they don't want you. That's not love, you know? Every Sunday we talk about love. Love is the act that makes others feel good. If you're going to do something that don't make the other person feel good, that's not love. You're not sharing love with this person, okay? So there's a lot of things that we need to talk about, that we need to discuss, especially the true meaning of Christ and Allah. Once you get past a man, okay, last name being Christ, you can research. You can go to the history books. You can look up Yahshua, not the history books, because the history books, these history books we got right now, it's so convoluted. You'd be more confused as you read the books than not. But a lot of information is on the Internet. And a lot of times the Internet is a better place to find stuff because you have a lot of people out there trying to bring you the truth. A lot of religious groups are trying to bring you the truth, but a lot of them are falsifying the information to fit their agenda. What is their agenda? What's the 1% agenda? The 1% agenda is to maintain a slavery type of situation around the planet so they can live in their mansions, have their 10 cars in a garage, and have a military to force people to do what they want them to do. That's the 1% agenda, okay? And to do that, they need slaves. But they know how difficult it is to enslave God. They've been trying to do it physically for a long time, but that's not working. So they switch to monetary. They're enslaving you with the dollar, with that money, okay? You can go on to YouTube. They have things about the fiat currency, how the money system works. All that stuff is out there on the Internet. You know, you can find the truth, but you have to knock on the door. And that way, Yahshua said, or the whom you call Jesus, knock, and the door shall be open. Ask, and you shall receive. You literally have to go and look for the information. So you have to put the desire. This is what we're trying to do. Put the desire in you to go out and look and find the truth. Also, if you want to make a comment or statement, we keep this sort of open mic hour. All you have to do is press one on your dial. You can join me in a conversation, or you can make a comment. Or if you have a business or something, just press one, and that'll let me know that you're on the line. And I'll open up your mic, and you can make a comment. Now, one thing about the scriptures, we do not debate the scriptures with anybody, okay? Wherever you live at, we don't want to take a person away from where they live at because it might do more harm to them than good, you know? So the people that are on the line, we thank you. People that are on the line and participated in the broadcast, we want to give you the information, but we're not compelling you to follow, to do anything with the information. That's between you and source, okay? Because you have internal information within you locked in your DNA, okay? So we don't debate the scriptures, but we will allow you to give your opinion, to say what you have to say, even if you disagree, even if you don't like what we say, you can say that too. We're not going to debate you about it. We'll take your opinion and take it in, and you can give a number out if you have a church or something and you want somebody to go to. You can give a number out where people can come that might live at the same place that you live, okay? Where we live at, we want to bring about a peace of mind, freedom, for the people and for the planet. This is where we live at, okay? We deal with reap what you sow. We don't believe anything, okay? Wait a minute, man. How can you not believe anything? That sounds crazy. If I eat, I'm going to go to the bathroom every time, okay? If I drink water, I'm going to go to the bathroom every time. That's not a belief. That's a no. When I get up in the morning, the sun shines every day. Because I don't have to believe when the sun is out there. I go out there and it hits my face. I know it's there. So there's a difference between believing something and knowing something. We live in the real world, all right? We know we need money to pay the bills. We know we have to have a place to live. We need food. We need clothing. We need shelter. We need security. This is the real world. This is not a belief. This is what we know, right? We know that so far everybody that has been born, every spirit that has come through the physical, have left at one time or another. That's not a belief. That's a no. Now, I haven't met anybody. I haven't met anybody who's come back yet. Okay? I shouldn't say it like that. Let me say it this way. I haven't met anybody who has not left the physical, period. Everybody has left the physical. Even now, maybe there might be some that's come back. There's evidence in your scriptures that it's possible to come back. But they had to leave and come back. Even the story of Yahshua. I hope you don't mind. I'm not using the term Jesus. I use the term Yahshua because that's how he was called back in the day. Even Yahshua, in the story that they have him in the Bible, he had to leave to come back. So everybody has left. That's not a belief. We don't believe people are leaving. We know they're leaving because we don't know anybody that hasn't left yet. This is what I'm saying, you know? So, well, we know people that haven't left are still here, but we don't know anybody that has left and came back. They didn't came back and knock on my door. Say, no, brother Elohim, I just come back from heaven, man. I love it. You know, it's like, I just come back from hell, man. A terrible place. Well, that person hasn't knocked on my door yet, okay? And when they do, I don't get into the belief that they're going to come back. You see what I'm saying? I know that people leave. Everybody has left so far. So I know. I don't deal with belief. Jesus, what do you believe? I don't believe nothing. I deal with what I know. You know what I'm saying? I know that if I get up and exercise, my body will be in better shape. This is not a belief. This is a no. You know? So we have to upgrade ourselves and come back to the real world, right? Now, the one most important thing that the 1% is using to foster the slavery mindset, right, is to give you an intermediary. What in the world is an intermediary? Somebody in between you and the power that you actually control. Because you are an extension of source energy, because you are the universe in an expansion mode, okay, they don't want you to access your real power. They don't want you to know that all of this out there works for you. They do not want you to know that. When I say they, I'm talking about the 1%. And the 1% come in all colors. We have a corporation called Elohim Five Tribes, black, brown, red, yellow, white. Those are the five tribes of the planet. All right. And the 1% come in all colors, and they all have the same agenda. So don't get it twisted, you know. Don't think that it's just one race out there or one group or one color. I use the term tribe and not race because I believe that the only race is the human race, and we're all part of the same race, broken down into five different tribes. We'll get into the journey one day as to how we came into this dimension and became those five tribes and where we all came from, okay? I'm going to say this. I'm going to say it once, and I'm going to keep moving. No modern man is indigenous to this planet. One more time. No modern man is indigenous to this planet. So let's not get it twisted. We all from someplace else, okay? Now, like I said, the 1%, that's their agenda. Now, we're talking about an intermediary, right? What in the world is an intermediary? It's like you have $1 million in the bank, but you can't get your money out until you get the approval from somebody else. But that's an intermediary. The money is yours. It's your money. It's your power. The money is power for you to do what you want. But you have to get the approval of somebody else to get your money. So if they control your money, they're controlling the power that you have to buy and purchase things. That's an intermediary. Now, another intermediary, when they tell you that there's a God up there that you have to pray to, that's an intermediary. Now, all the religions on the planet, we talk about, they got Islam, Buddhism, Christianity, Zoroastrianism, all kinds of religions out there. All of them have one thing in common. You have to have an intermediary. You got to go and pray to something. You got people that pray the cows. You got people that pray the snakes. You got snake cults. And you got people that pray the rats. They got a place in India where a rat is sacred. You know, they eat weak rats and all that stuff, you know. That intermediary is what's causing the destruction of our mental psyche. You know what I'm saying? Because you really think that you need to call somebody to get what you want when you don't have to do that. We have a mantra that we say 10 times a day. As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on reap what you sow. By doing this, I will be walking the path of your lightning, and I will get what I want. We say that 10 times every morning because it's basically what I want, and that's what it's all about. They talk about the we, but there's no we without the I, okay? These are things I talk about all the time. You have to focus on what's important for you. What do you want? And if you can get what you want, you'll get enough to share with others. But if you don't have what you want, how are you going to share with anybody if you're hungry? You can't get out and help nobody with food if you've already got enough food on the table for yourself, you know? So you have to focus on what do you want. What do I want? I want world peace, and I don't want anyone to go to bed ever hungry. That's what I want. Can you bring that about? Well, if I know who I am, okay, and what the scriptures are telling me, I listen to the scriptures, okay, it says that men and women are God. Now, what's God's responsibility? God's responsibility is to take care of other gods. Love the Lord thy God with all your heart. That's other people. Okay, you're supposed to love each other with all thy heart, mind, and soul. That makes more sense. When you see the guy in trouble next door, help the person out. When you see the guy in trouble down the street, help, because you're supposed to love that person. That makes more sense to the stability of the planet. Know who you are. Now, Yahshua told us who he was. They say that, well, people walk around and say, well, Yahshua so this and Yahshua so that. Nobody could be like Yahshua. Yahshua's the one true everything, you know. But then you read the scripture that he that eateth of me will become a sign deed, and greater works than I did you will do. So here you have this humble person telling you, you know, you can do greater than me. You can do greater works than I did, you know. But you have to eat of me. Now he's talking about you got to follow the teachings. You got to read up and learn. What was so important about becoming a Christ? What mindset did this person have to become a Christ? Because becoming a Christ is a big deal, but first you have to realize that you can do that. And Yahshua is telling you can be a son, because he knows that we're all children of the Most High. We're all children of energy. That's who we are. If you can find something that's not made of energy, you know, let me know. You know what I mean? I'll submit right away. But everything in the universe that you know of, that you can think of, is made out of energy. And you can't destroy energy. That's the only time I use the term can, because energy is what everything is. You are energy. Everything in the cosmos is energy. That which brought you into existence is energy. It used its energy to bring you into existence. Like mother and father, they get together, they have energy, they take this energy, they get together, well, they enjoy getting together, they get together, and they make a child. They don't create a child. You don't make a child. You don't make something from nothing. You have to have energy to make energy. You don't just draw energy out. You know, like I saw you on some shows, they just draw energy out from, they're drawing energy from energy. That's just a whole other different mindset of how to produce energy through the ether. That's a whole other issue. We'll get into that one day. The mother and father make the child. They don't create the child. See, you weren't created, you were made. And as long as every religion on the planet, even though they call to be, they say that they have different gods and all that, they all have the intermediary. That's what's blocking our growth. That's what's blocking our peace. You don't know that by you're thinking a particular thought, all right? You're bringing things into existence. You wonder why this is going wrong and that's going wrong. Everything's going crazy. You're literally bringing these things to existence yourself. How can I bring stuff into existence? I'm just a man. I'm just a woman. I can't. Hush your mouth. You are so much more than what they have determined for you as to what a man and a woman is. You're greater than that. You're living in it, that physical body that you have. It's a meat suit, man. You're only going to be in there for a few minutes. You're going to be in there for, compared to the millions of years that the cosmos is in existence. You think 70, 80 years is all you get? No. That's how long you get to stay in the meat suit. And you leave the meat suit, then you go back into the cosmos, which is where you're really from, which is where you really live. There's an incorporeal dimension. There's corporeal beings and incorporeal beings, okay? Corporeal being is incorporeal being that's living in a meat suit, which you call the flesh or the body. All right. This is something that the 1% learned, and once they learned that actually all slave masters, see, a slave is something that would do whatever you tell it to do without question. That's a slave. In the military, they want you to become a slave. Don't question my orders. You question my orders, you get punished. They need slaves. Just do what I tell you to do. That's it. You know, like we do to children sometimes. We treat the children like slaves sometimes. But your physical body. Is your slave. It will do whatever you ask it to do. You're a slave master, but you're a slave master of yourself. You're not supposed to be trying to make slaves out of other people. That's not how it works. You're supposed to control the slave that you have. Make it eat right. Make it exercise right, but you have to study. It says in the scriptures, physician, heal thyself. How are you going to heal yourself if you ain't studying what to eat and how to live and what's going on? You got to do some research, but you have to go about knowing, not believing. That's the problem. Once you start believing, people can get you to believe anything. You know, we're out there arguing right now, is the earth flat, is the earth round? You know, some believe it's flat, some believe it's round. Somewhere in between there is the truth, that the earth is either flat or round. Somewhere in there is the truth. Okay, then you have to believe. It don't become a belief thing. It becomes a no thing. But how are you going to find out the truth? You have to do your research. You have to go and find out what's really going on, you know? And you say, well, I believe that I'm going to pay my electric bill. They're going to cover. Brother, that's not a belief. You don't pay that bill. They're coming. And trust me, they're coming. They're going to cut your service off. You know that they're going to cut it off. That's why you pay them. You know, I'm talking on the phone. If I don't pay these guys, I don't believe they're going to cut my service off. I know. If I don't pay these people every month, this phone will not be working. You know what I mean? We have to bring ourselves into the real world. And we have to stop this belief madness and get into the knowing, you know? You go to church, everybody's believing it. You go to different denominations, different groups. They got a different source, a different God, so to speak, that they believe in, you know? So, will the real God please stand up, you know? But it tells you in your scripture, the one that they say profess they believe in, it's telling you who the real God is. The real God is sitting right next to you in the pulpit. That's who it is. And when you need trouble, it's so much easier to say, yo, I need $20. Then to get on your hands and knees and start praying to an intermediary. You know, when God is sitting right next to you, he can reach in his pocket and give you $20. It's just that simple. When the hurricanes hit, God goes into motion. They come together, they start getting money together, they start giving and donation, and the hurricane victims get relief. You know what I'm saying? Because God goes into motion. You can tell when the great God, now, I talk about the great God is every man, woman, and child on the planet. Together. That's the great God. If the great God ever came together as one, there'd be no more wars. There'd be nobody hungry, no poverty, nothing. Israel would be a peaceful, wonderful place. This world is a paradise. What's making it not a paradise? The 1%. Yeah, I'm the dog of the 1%. I talk about them like a dog because, well, I shouldn't be talking about them like a dog because dogs aren't evil. You know what I mean? But I do talk about them because the agenda that they're promoting is evil. You know, they want to keep you as a slave. They want to control what you do, where you go, what to see, how you eat, because they're robbing and stealing and murdering you. And they don't want you to know that it's actually them. And when people find out and try to tell somebody, you know, what they call them, whistleblowers and rats or whatever they want to call them, make them evil because they're exposing them for the wickedness that they're doing, you know. Evil will make you evil for saying, for telling people what they're doing. That's crooked, you know. This is the dog-eat-dog culture. There's two cultures on this planet, reap what you sow and dog-eat-dog. Right now, in the United States of America, we're living under what they call, what we call the dog-eat-dog culture. This is why the planet's in trouble. This is why the earth is in such turmoil. Now, the earth is a living entity. I say entity. The earth is alive. And if we keep perpetrating this madness on the planet, it's going to wipe you out, man. All it has to do is drop this continent below the water. What you going to do? You can't harness all this water at one time. All you can do is get off the planet and leave. The 1% know they're screwing everything up. That's why they want to be the first to get off the rock. So that when the earth say, hey, you're not going to destroy me. This is not going to happen. It's about fighting back, you know, which it's doing right now. The tsunamis, earthquakes, the weather, all this stuff is the earth fighting back from the damage that we're causing with this dog-eat-dog culture. Everything in the cosmos has a life to it, has existence to it. Everything in the cosmos has incorporeal energy within it. Even solid objects have incorporeal energy within it. Nothing in this nothing in the cosmos, nothing in the universe, a different terminology that they're using, nothing in this universe exists without incorporeal energy in it. We as living entities come from an incorporeal dimension through the black hole around Cyrus A, Cyrus B. Okay? This is where we come from as incorporeal beings, you know? They mention certain things, but we don't have the right frame of mind to actually see everything. You know, you talk about the snake people, the Dracons, and all that kind of stuff. You know, in the Bible, when they talk about a snake beguiled Eve, we know snakes don't talk. Snakes don't shapeshift. Talking about the snake shapeshift that became first seeming to Eve. They're talking. They're not just talking. They're not. See, there's more to all of that. Once you begin studying your history and how you came to exist in this particular dimension, you know that there's snake people, people that shapeshift and all that kind of stuff. That gives you an inkling that something else was going on, that something else was here. You know, a lot of people have trouble when they read the scripture because Adam and Eve, all of a sudden, the sons went someplace and got married. Who did he get married to? People weren't supposed to be here. According to the mindset that they're giving you in the scriptures, they're reading you the scriptures in a way to keep you as a slave. This is what they're doing. I'm going to give you an example of two passages in the scriptures in the Bible that they're not taking you to that particular level because they want you to be a slave. Remember the story of Joseph, how his family, those brothers told him to hold and all that. Well, see, you're caught up in the hype centered around the belief system. Now, what did Joseph do that saved Kenneth and his family? He told Pharaoh, spend half, save half, right? That's the 50% budget. Wouldn't you like to have half the money that you spent so far? You'd be pretty well off, you know, for those of you who are at least 30 years old, you say, oh, man, if I had all the money I spent, I'd be doing pretty good right now. That's the teaching that they don't want you to know. See, they tell you in this culture to save 10%. You can't get nowhere saving 10% of your money. soon something around that 10% is gone. 50%. Half. If you can't save half your money, you're living beyond your means. It's just that simple. That's what the scriptures are telling you. Everything in the scriptures right now that was written then is good now, if you know how to read it. The 1%, man, they live by the scriptures. That's how they done everything. They've taken the Bible and conquered the known world with it. And they have us throwing the book in the trash. Oh, the Bible ain't no good. I'm listening to one scholar. Now, this is supposed to be a scholar, right? I'm not going to mention his name because he's no longer with us. I don't talk about nobody that can't talk back, you know. But he's telling the people if he's in the bathroom and he runs out of toilet paper and the Bible is there, he'll take the pages from the Bible and wipe his butt with it. I'm saying, how could somebody say something like that about a book that's so powerful, information that's so powerful, you know? Well, I'm an atheist. How can you be an atheist when you look in the mirror and you're standing there? You know what I'm saying? Because I'm an atheist. I don't believe in God. Well, who are you? You know what I mean? You came from someplace. Who are you? When you look in the mirror, what are you looking at? You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just caught up in reading things and not getting a full understanding because the 1% wants you as a slave. It wants to control your slaves. And now a spirit, they can't control the spirits. Now, they can't really make you a slave. But they want your physical because that's the wealth of the planet. Your labor is the wealth of the planet. If you check, they're borrowing money. And the gross national product that they borrow money from is based on your labor. They're borrowing money on you. The debt belongs to you. That's why when you listen to them on the news, they're talking about we want to create this debt for our children. Your children are gonna have to pay this debt that they're accumulating. Their children will have to pay it too, the 1%. But they got themselves positioned, so they ain't paying nothing. You know, Trump just gave them another tax break. They more millions of dollars so they can keep oppression going, to keep you oppressed globally. This is what they're doing. Now, this is not just, this ain't personal. Trust me, the 1% don't care what tribe that they persecute. It ain't personal with them. They need slaves. They need slaves bad, you know, and they're looking for slaves. And you have a slave, your physical body. Now, think about this. Think about this heart. Your physical body will do what you tell it to do. Why don't you tell your body to eat what it's supposed to eat? Why don't you tell your body to sleep when it's supposed to sleep? Why don't you tell your body to do the right thing? You're in control. See, that's another thing. Now, a lot of people get mad at me. I understand. They say God is in control. But when you know that God is men and women, think about who's controlling your life. Think about it. And there's nobody up there floating around controlling your life. You do something wrong, they say, when you commit a crime, okay, God will punish you. When you commit a crime, Popo knocking on your door to lock you up, God is going to punish you. When you step up into the real world, things start to make a lot more sense. Right? People that are punishing you, the people that are doing what they're supposed to do, exacting revenge on you and all that stuff, there's not no incorporeal being up there causing that problem. It's the guy down the street, the guy around the corner. We ask ourselves, boy, we have some really crooked, rotten politicians. Where do you think they're coming from? They're not coming from Mars. They're the guy down the street. That's the guy around the corner. They're the ones, they're your politicians. They're coming out of your communities. This is what you're developing. That's why you're getting these people. You're making these people, right? Because these people come out of your churches, out of your synagogue, out of your mosque. This is where they're coming from. And we're supposed to be producing nice people that are like Yeshua, people that are like Muhammad, people that are like Buddha. I'm walking around looking for people that's Christ-like. You know, it's hard to find. I I'm not saying they're not out there, because he has some beautiful people out here, you know. But it's hard to find. You throw a stone, more than likely you're going to hit a crook. Not that beautiful, wonderful person that's going to help you in every way. It's because of the way they're giving you the scriptures. I'm going to give you another passage out of scripture. Like black people, we say, how come we don't have anything? How come we don't have this? And we're supposed to be in control of that. Take the story of Moses. All right? I'm just giving you a different outlook on how to look at things. Okay? Take the story of Moses. We get caught up in how he was touching Moses. Moses was a pharaoh. The time of Moses didn't exist. We get caught up in the hype. After Moses left and went to the land that they were supposed to go to, what did he set up to create armies and build houses and bridges to make the 12 tribes so powerful? He set up a centralized banking system. He told all the tribes to bring 10% of their earnings to the Levites. A centralized banking system. Now, you're in the black community, ask yourself, do we have a centralized banking system? No. We're not following the scriptures. See, if we follow the scriptures, we'd have plenty of power to do stuff. But we don't have the power now because the people in the pulpit, I'm just talking about the ones I've heard. Now, you got some out there I haven't heard yet. I don't know what they're talking about. I'm talking about the ones I've heard. They're giving you the scriptures in a manner to keep you a slave, all right? Why do they always say, prefer to God is he? The male shows you the chauvinist stuff has to go away, you know? They always refer to God as he because they want a male-dominated society. Women are being persecuted. Think about it for a minute. Females. I don't know. I got callers on the line. I don't know who's male or female, but females. You just got the right to vote yesterday. Here you have white men running the country and wouldn't even allow their wives to vote. Their wives had to picket in the street to get the right to vote from their own husbands. Think about that for a minute. Male-dominated society. In the book, you can't tell me that the Bible wasn't written by male chauvinists. Okay. You see, you understand what I'm saying? But this was the mindset at the time. The information in the scriptures was there. But we have to make sure that we take this male chauvinistic mindset out of everything that we have. Equality is the order of the day. We have to stop persecuting that God that we call a female. Oh, why are they persecuting her? They know how powerful, you know, back in the day it was a matriarch society. Women ruled everything, you know. Listen. Men don't want to be ruled. Women don't want to be ruled. We do not want to rule over each other. We need equality, and we have to start working towards that. Well, this is a female. This is men's work. This is female's work. No such thing. There's nothing that a guy can do that a female can't do. There's nothing that a female can do that a guy can't do. Well, we got to stop right there, brother. Hold on. Now, we can bring the seed, but we can't carry the seed. Now, that's something that only the females have been doing, carrying the seed. So I have to back up on us. I can't say nothing because there's something that the female can do that the guys can't do. We can't carry that seed to term and bring that life in. That makes the female very powerful. Very powerful. And when you think about how powerful that female is, she controls what's going to happen with the children. She controls the growth of the people on the planet. So she's carrying a lot of power. That's why they're trying to subjugate the female, because she's a controller. You know what am I talking about? What freedom is? Freedom is control. Freedom is control. And when they take control away from you, they're taking your freedom from you. So when they tell you somebody else is in control, God is in control. Okay, I know a lot of you are going to get mad at me for saying this. When they say God is in control, they're literally taking your freedom from you. You are in control. That person that you see in the mirror, I talk about this a lot, the person that you see in the mirror, that person is in control. You're in control of everything. But you have to step up and take control. just remember, I'm just going to recap just a little bit. Remember the 50% budget, okay? Remember the centralized banking system, all right? Remember those 2 points that are brought out in the scriptures. There's many, many more points in the scriptures that we're going to be bringing out on Monday. Now, this is a radio service right now, okay? We're not out there running around drawing people in, taking people's money. It's a radio service right now. This is what we're doing. We're trying to get the message out. Well, we're not trying. We're doing it, okay? We're getting the message out. And those who are on the line, I want to thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate you taking the time on a Monday from 8 to 9 to call in to hear what this young man has to say, okay? And I appreciate that. And it shows the strength of your character that you will take the time to listen to something different. Some of the stuff you're going to agree with, some of the stuff you're not going to agree with, that's okay. If you want to make a comment or statement, like I said, you have to just push 1 on your dial. Now let me know that you have something to say, and I'll open up your mic so we can get into it, all right? Now, I have what we call the tyrannical scriptures, part 1, 2, 3, and 4, all right? Now, we're going to be reading those scriptures from time to time, but mostly, predominantly, the talk is going to be coming through the Bible, all right? Because we have to get people back on the right side of that thought process. You have to learn how to understand that particular book, because that book, that's what the Tyrannical Scriptures is all about. The Tyrannical Scriptures are keys to help you unlock the mysteries. They call them mysteries, but unlock the mysteries of the Bible. Okay, here's something else that you might get a little mad about, but some things I just have to say. The Bible is not a religious book. It's a history book laid down by black folk to let you know mistakes we made and how to correct the mistakes that we made. That's what the book is all about, okay? That's what the book is here for. It's a history book. Every book in the Bible was written by a black person. Don't get it twisted. Every book in the Bible was written by a black person. It's a black history book letting you know the journey that you've taken, the problems that you went through, the mistakes that you made, and the corrections that you made. The corrections for the mistakes that you've made, okay? just to give you another thought process, right? Remember Abraham? Him and his wife and Lot, they started off on this journey together, right? Remember Lot got kidnapped. Abraham took an army and went to rescue him. Where did he get the army from? Just thought for next week. That's what you think about that for next week. Where did Abraham get an army from? They're going to rescue his nephew. Certain things you need to think about. You follow what I'm saying? Now, just one more thought. This is some of the thought dealing with the military, you know. Abraham was told to crucify one of his, put his child up to be killed. God wanted his child to be killed, you know. What did he mean? God wanted his child to be killed for sacrifice, his child. But then at the last minute, God said, oh, no, you don't have to sacrifice your child. It's okay. It's cool, man. I just really know that you would give your children up. You've been sacrificing your children for years for God. In the military, when you realize that the 1% of gods, just like you are God, and you send your children off to war, fighting, killing, murdering for them, you're sacrificing your children. Now, if you're willing to sacrifice your children for somebody else's dream, why aren't you willing to sacrifice your children for your own? See, just another way of looking at the Bible. See, once you realize who's who and what's what, based on the teaching of Yeshua, see, the teaching of Yeshua, whom you call Jesus, gives you the keys to understand the entire book. Okay? But you got to go into the scriptures and read with an open mind. Most of our minds are so screwed up, we can't even talk to each other. I have a brother that was a Muslim, okay? He's no longer with us now, and we couldn't talk but so much. He was so programmed that we get to a point, we shut down. We were real friends. Well, we couldn't be friends no more because I'm not in his crew. I'm not that type of Orthodox Muslim. I have a cousin that's a Christian in a certain group, and we couldn't talk no more. Because they got so caught up in the information, we couldn't become friends no more. Because unless I believe, think, and thought the way they did, there's something wrong with me. You know what I'm saying? On both sides. And I don't care what religion you go to, there's a certain lock that they put on your mind to keep you from associating with other groups. Why? Because you bring money to the order. You're their slave. Without that slave bringing that money, they can't fly on big jets and live in them $7 million houses and drive these before. Just reading the other day where a preacher went and bought his wife a $200,000 car. You know, nothing wrong with his wife having a $200,000 car, but the money's coming from you. The money's coming from you being a slave. That's where all this money is coming from, okay? I'm sure she could have got by without a $200,000 car, but who am I to judge? I'm not here to judge people. You want a $200 car? Yeah, you got the money, go ahead and buy it. It's up to you what you do with it. But people are sleeping in the street. Your minister, okay? People are sleeping in the street. She could have got by without a $200,000 car, and you could have fed some of these homeless people out here, you know? You could have done something to make a difference in people's lives all around you, you know? Reap what you sow. We have to go back to our culture of reap what you sow. That's where we need to live at, okay? Think about what you're putting out. Think about the acts that you're making. Think about these things. Know that there's no intermediary out there. The entire cosmos works on bringing you back what you're doing. That's how this universe works. And you wonder why you're in such trouble, but you don't criteria your actions. You don't know that your actions is causing this trouble. You have to change your action. They have a saying that if you keep doing the same thing over and over the same way, expecting a different result, that's the mark of insanity. That's the mark of a crazy person. You keep saying, oh, man, I'll be having accidents all the time because I'll be drunk. But you keep getting drunk, and you keep having accidents. So if you're getting drunk, then your drunkenness is causing an accident. Stop getting drunk. You know what I mean? It sounds simple, but once you get caught up in the alcohol, it's kind of hard to get off of it. But I say that too, but that's a mindset. All you have to do is just stop. You can stop. You're taking drugs or whatever you're taking, just stop. Just don't do it today. That's something probably come out with the one day at a time thing. I'm just not going to get high today. Just say that every day. You know what I mean? And when you're consuming flesh, all right, that's another thing. They flip this thing around so much. They call it flesh meat. According to your book, the Bible, flesh is not meat. Meat is herbs and seed-bearing plants. That's your meat. That's what was given to you for meat. So when you're eating flesh, okay, it's like it was arguing. Because, oh, it says in the Bible that you can eat meat, and oh, no, that you have to that you can eat meat and so on. They're arguing because they think meat is flesh. You know what I'm saying? And people say I'm a vegetarian. But it says in the Bible you can eat meat. Yeah, but meat is not what? Meat is not flesh. They're arguing over the scriptures and they don't even know that, yes, you can eat meat, but meat is not flesh. Okay? And they're arguing the point, you know? And because the guy don't know that meat is not, that flesh and meat is two different things according to the Bible. We argue over the scriptures and we don't even understand really what the scriptures are really about, you know? The scriptures are a lifeline for you, okay? Get into the scriptures with a different mindset. Every week, what we're going to do, on Monday, we're going to take certain passages from the Bible, all right? And we're going to go through them. Now, if you have comments about the passages and what we're talking about and what we're saying, like I say, press 1 on your number, press 1 on your phone, and we can talk, we can discuss, whatever you want to talk and discuss about. Now, I don't debate the scriptures. If you have a different point of view or different mindset of what we're talking about, then let us know, and that's fine. If you disagree with something, I say, let us know, that's fine too, okay? We're not here to debate you. We're just here to bring you information and to bring you a thought process that will bring you into a state of bliss, a state of peace. Okay. With that, we have Father Sanchez. My name is Elohim, And we'll be having these type of services on Monday, every Monday from 8 to 9, okay? And we'll be strictly dealing with the scriptures, okay? And with that, I want to say that I love you. Thank you very much for being on the line, and I appreciate it. And I will see you